Every other Monday morning, we catch up with the Bloomington Police Department and Captain Steve Kellums. Captain Kellums, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Les. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
And you've been a busy man lately, as we've talked to you over the last couple of months. You've had plenty of applications rolling in there on East 3rd Street. And how many new officers are we looking to sort out from your applicants?
Well, I mean, right now I have four spots that I'm trying to fill, but with upcoming retirements and things like that rolling around the first of the year, it's real possible to have a couple of more to add to that. So always hiring and recruiting are always a challenge, and we were really happy. Last week we did about 35 interviews of applicants that had passed our written and physical tests, and it was just a really great group of people that we interviewed, and we were really encouraged by the numbers of really competitive. So we're excited about this upcoming class of hirees that we'll have in the first of the year.
Is that number of applicants up, down, or where does that rank on the scale?
Well, it depends on how far you want to go back. If you go back to the early 90s, we're way down. We used to bring in several hundred people in application processes, and this year we had 77 sign up for our test. So it's tremendously low with regards to that. But the hiring process previous to this one only had about 45 applicants. So I'm happy that the numbers are a little bit up, but we're still we're still always struggling to get those qualified candidates in the door.
And when you get those applicants together, how long does the process take to, I don't want to say weed them out, that's not the words I'm looking for, how long does it take to identify and move on to the next step?
It definitely takes a while because it's a very competitive process. We start with a physical and written test, a physical agility test and written test, and that takes a full day, and we do both of those, and that's your first cut. Actually, the first cut are people that don't get the application in, clearly, but the second cut is the test, and then we do our interviews. It's with a board, and that takes us about a week to get through those. That's what we just finished last week. And their next steps will be a background investigation. And we do an extensive background investigation that'll take about 6 to 7 weeks to complete. And then at the end of the background investigation, a polygraph examination followed by a Board of Public Safety interview. And then they're offered a conditional spot. After that, they've got to pass all the medical and psychological testing required for the Indiana State Pension Fund.
It's interesting to see all the levels that go into that to see what it takes to be a police officer. So that's I wanted you to tell everybody about that because it's just not as easy as, hey, you go in and fill out a form, hey, you pass this test, and away you go. That's just not how it works.
It isn't. And, you know, one of the things is we really look for high-quality professional candidates, educated, smart, good heads on their shoulders, physically fit, and we weed out a lot of candidates. So it's important to us to bring the best police officers possible to the city of Bloomington to keep Bloomington safe, and I think we've done a tremendous job over the years. We've got a really professional department, and we're going to keep it that way. So our process is very competitive, and we do our best to get the best people we can.
Now, with the public safety tax and everything else moving forward, will this give you a chance to expand your roster, or are you still on numbers that kind of just get you guys by?
Well, I really hope that it's going to give us an opportunity to expand our roster. As we look towards the future, we're not, you know, as we start seeing that money come in from the public safety tax, you know, first we've got some infrastructure issues to address, and I know that was a mayor's focus to look at infrastructure, but down the road, we really hope to see an increase in manpower and staffing. We're asked to do more and more every day with less and less, and it's always a struggle, and it's difficult for us to get that done, but we do the best we can, and plan for the future, we hope we can bring some more officers on the department.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department.
Now, last week you had your coffee with the cops over at the library. How'd that go?
That went pretty good. We combined it with the National Coffee with a Cop Day. So police departments across the United States were all getting together and trying to reach out to their community, and we did the same. First time we'd had it at the library, and I think it went pretty well. I unfortunately couldn't be there. I was doing my interviews all day, but I talked to the chief, and it went pretty well. We had a decent turnout, and it was pretty enjoyable. You know, the other thing we did last week was our Banneker Blue and You, and that was a lot of fun as well.
I was going to ask you about that, too. It looks like from the pictures on Facebook, you guys had a really good time.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. Some of the kids came out. We got a chance to play some basketball with the kids. They got to talk to a lot of officers and play around with some gear. And we had pizzas and cookies and just had a good time talking to people and really enjoyed it.
And speaking of talking and talking to people, we saw in the news last week that the People's Park issue is it's not going anywhere. It's not it's something that people are conversing about. That's the good news. It is a focus of what's happening in downtown Bloomington. But it kind of circles back to what we were talking about there just a minute ago. You guys can't have someone just manning the park 24 hours a day. I know that people – but some people say, well, why not? And that's the interesting point because there's just not enough – you don't have enough guys. But now the signs are up. What is the next step that occurs in this process?
Well, I mean, getting the signs up is trying to educate the public. For a long time, our biggest challenge with the transient population, those experiencing homelessness, and some of the panhandling and alcohol problems downtown really have been, you know, a staffing issue for us. We have, you know, a lot of calls for service. Our guys are constantly all over the city, and we're always looking for those resources to try to affect that. But now with the mayor coming out, reaching out to the business owners downtown, and this is an opportunity to reach out to the public downtown to try to help us. It always felt like we were the only ones trying to deal with this issue, and it was almost an impossible issue. But now that we have the community coming together, the business owners downtown helping us, the signs going up to educate the people about the panhandling issues and to give those monies to resources that will actually go to help people as opposed to encouraging the panhandlers downtown, that brings the whole community together to try to help solve this problem. So our next steps are just to continue with that community engagement, continue with trying to get everybody together to try to provide resources for those people that need it and clean up the parks and clean up the downtown area for those people that just want to go out and enjoy themselves and have a good time.
Well, I know as a member of the public, I really appreciate it. We were downtown both on Friday and on Saturday, and things felt much better than they have for quite some time. I know we actually walked past some police officers who were essentially, you know, walking the beat down there, and it was very nice to see them, and they were very pleasant to us. So thank you for that. I know there are a lot of us who are very concerned about what's been going on and feel like there's been recently even an escalation of some of the aggressiveness of the panhandlers and some of aggressiveness towards the public by some of the people who are just, quote, hanging out.
The reason the signs
are up. Yeah, I mean, it is. And one of the problems is that a lot of people want to say that this is, you know, that issue with those people experiencing homelessness, but that's such a small number of what's actually going on down there. The majority of those people do have homes. A lot of those people down there are, you know, they're panhandling for their money. They feel like that's easy. A lot of the addiction problems that we have in the area. So, you know, we've had to devote a ton of resources down there all summer long. And, you know, we've had to scramble to kind of do that, looking for people to come in, do some overtime to provide those foot patrols in the downtown area. We know that works, but the problem is finding those bodies to do it, and that's constantly a struggle on our end.
And that's the point, and people don't understand why you just can't park a couple cars down there for 24-hour patrol, surveillance, whatever you want to call it. It's just you physically don't have the resources.
No, we don't. I mean, in August, we took in August our afternoon shift, that works 1:30 in the afternoon until 10 o'clock at night, just in 1 month took 1,750 calls for service. And that is only about 16 officers working that shift with three supervisors. So it's
that's
the struggle that we have.
Do the
I'm
math.
Sorry?
Yeah, do the math.
Yeah.
It's not and it's not pretty. Captain Steve Kellum is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department. And the reason we bring this stuff up is not to nitpick. It's just people think if it's an issue for them, their issue should be solved and don't see the totality of it. If I go by People's Park every day and people are yelling at me, I expect the police to fix it. Well, there isn't 1,000 policemen to fix everybody's problem. There's a big city to solve.
I will tell you that there needs to be a level of importance put on when you have so many people being affected by the actions of so few people. There needs to be more attention put on it. And I'm glad that the mayor and, you know, that they've decided finally it's important enough to deal with. Because the downtown business owners actually have been asking for help now for well over a year or two. And it's well past time that this has gotten the attention that it needs.
And just to let everybody know how it works. And If you need more, if you think having more officers is a good way to go, well, let your elected officials know that's the way you'd like to go.
Now, I think it's a really good thing. One of the other things I saw on Facebook is that apparently some folks were reporting some suspicious activity in the South Highland area. And right. I think you might want to address that to our listeners in case they have not heard about this so that they know that this work is going on.
Well, I don't have all the details right in front of me, but I know we posted it on our Facebook page. We received some suspicious complaints about some workers in the area that were doing some ductwork checking for Vectren. And unfortunately, there were a few burglaries in the area that kind of corresponded with them being there. So obviously, we were investigating that. We did a pretty big investigation and got with their corporate headquarters. They have all of it is a legitimate service doing their ductwork. Go online and you can read all the press release that I put out about that. And it also details what they're supposed to be wearing. They're very specific through Vectren, and their people will wear the proper gear and identification and have all the ID with them for those services. So they're out doing what they're supposed to be doing. There's nothing to be suspicious about with them. But, you know, it was actually just a great thing that we had the community calling us about this, because that's what we're trying to do is get more people to help us to be more observant. And see, people saw that. They wanted to let us know about it. We were able to investigate that and confirm it, which is great. So now there's other people in the future not to be worried about that.
That is one of the things that I think sometimes we have lost in our communities, where people don't oftentimes know their neighbors. And so things go on and they don't even realize that there may be a problem because they don't know who's supposed to be coming and going in the neighborhood. There's different areas where I think that's more prevalent, especially maybe in the areas where they have high rentals and so forth. So it's
high
nice.
Rentals and student areas are real common to have those kinds of issues where they don't know their neighbors. And you're absolutely right. You know, back in the day, everybody knew everyone that lived around them and knew when they were coming and going and what cars they drove and walked down and said hi to them. Nowadays,
now everybody's out searching for Pokemon.
Yeah,
everybody's out searching for Pokemon. Got their earbuds in. It's a me world, buddy. That's how it goes. You know how that is. Me first.
Yeah, and so because of that, yeah, we've lost a lot of that. A lot of that community working together to solve problems. Which, going back to People's Park, is what I hope that we're able to do, is get the community together to solve some of these problems.
Amen. Hey, we appreciate your time on a busy Monday morning. We'll get caught up with you in a couple weeks. Homecoming weekend, nothing to do this weekend either, right?
Man, no, nothing to do at all. Won't be busy at all.
You guys be safe out there. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. He checks in with us every other Monday, gives us a little insight on what's happening, and gives you another viewpoint as well. Everybody's in this together, and you can just see if you had unlimited resources, Margaret. We talk about some other government entities that want more money to do stuff in their offices, to do this, that, and sort the papers a different way, and maybe we don't have enough policemen on the street. You can kind of weigh that in your own mind of what you think is more important. Not you personally, but you listening. What's more important to you? And let your elected officials know. You've got an election coming up.
That's right.
Right around the corner, that if you don't feel safe in your town, it's not because it's bad police. There's not enough of it. There's a difference.
No, there is a difference. And it's very sad, but it does look like we are going to need an ongoing presence in some of these areas.
Putting a sign up's a great start.
Well, it's a sign, though, Glass.
You know what? I walk down the street, it says one way. People ain't reading that sign. No. They're driving right at me.
Yeah.
It says stop, don't walk. They go right across the street. So, again, that's feel-good stuff that says we're making a difference. I'm not speaking for Captain Combs. Please don't get this at all.
Oh,
the sign's a nice thing, but
and it's a good informational thing.
It is,
but
you have to read it.
At the end of the day, you know, I was reading stuff on Facebook where, you know, people were like, oh, I'm going to go and give them food and I'm going to go give them. Well, you know what?
The mayor brought them White Castles. And I read that in an article.
Well, I'll tell you something, Glass. There is not a single person in this community that needs to go hungry with the food resources we have in this community. We've got Kroger giving food to the community kitchen.
Just
we've
like
got
Captain Kellum said,
there
are people down there that need to eat, want to eat. There are people down there that want to perhaps
take advantage.
Take advantage and participate in other activities that have nothing to do.
He said that there's a lot of people down there that they have homes and they're doing this panhandling stuff to support their drug and alcohol habits.
And my angle would be, as long as it is allowed to continue, why would they leave? Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they go back and do it every